Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to you all. I'm saying good afternoon. That applies if you're watching live. Do say hello in the chat or the comments. And if it's morning or evening or afternoon on a different day, then welcome to those who are watching on replay. One day last week, we were talking about how it was Pretend You're a Time Traveller Day. And another wee date-related idea for today, Monday the 12th of December. So today is the 12th of the 12th, 22. 1-2-1-2-2-2. Got a wee ring to it. Yesterday was even better. 1-1-1-2-2-2. Yeah, the 11th. Of the 12th, 22, 1-1-1-2-2-2. These kind of things fascinate me. Now, today is doomsday. Doomsday, it is. Maybe some of you have heard of the doomsday rule, which is a rule that concerns dates and which days of the week they fall on. Now, some of you are about to switch off. And some of you will be absolutely fascinated to learn that the 12th day of the 12th month and the 10th day of the 10th month and the 8th day of the 8th month and the 6th day of the 6th month and the 4th day of the 4th month will always fall on the same day of the week. And this year, 2022, all those even-numbered months with their corresponding day are all Mondays. Isn't that fascinating? And armed with that doomsday rule, it can be helpful in working out when any date will fall, which day of the week. So, for example, if anyone was ever to say to you, what day of the week will the 13th of December be? 13th of December is always going to be one day after the doomsday, which this year is Monday. Next year it will be Tuesday. There's a wee hiccup when we get to leap years. But if you know which day of the week is doomsday, you can work things out. So if someone was to say to me, I've got an important date to remember next year, 7th of June. That's one that I should be remembering. 7th of June. So what day of the week is it going to fall on? Well, it's one day after the 6th. We know that 6th is doomsday. Next year, doomsday is a Tuesday. So the day after a doomsday must be a Wednesday. If you found that interesting, have a wee Google around the doomsday rule. And if you haven't, then let's move on. And remember that it's not a day for doom and gloom. We're into the week of joy. And on Sunday yesterday, we lit the third of the Advent candles, the candle for joy, the pink one. And this week, my guests will be speaking about joy and the things that bring goodness to life. My guest today is Fiona Setch, Fee Setch, and I've mentioned already the How to Be Brilliant group on Facebook, hosted, led by Michael Heppel. MichaelHeppel.com will get you to some brilliant self-help, some motivational stuff. And there's the How to Be Brilliant group, and there's also a paid subscription group, Team 17. There's a book, 17, and I don't know what I've done with it. I don't think I lent it to anyone. Did I lend it to you? Can I have it back? 17, the book, was written by Michael Heppel with some input from what became Team 17. And, well, let's go and meet Fee Setch. Lovely to connect with you. We first connected via our mutual friend, Michael Heppel, who I've mentioned already in the series. And I actually first connected with Michael getting on for 20 years ago, around the time when his first book, How to Be Brilliant, came out. I had picked it up, I think it was in Chicago Airport, and I remember just being riveted in what I was reading. I think I read the whole thing on a long distance flight. How long have you been aware of Michael's stuff? You've known him a wee while as well,
haven't
you?
I've known Michael for about 20 years and I'm friends with he and Christine, and was part of the How to Be Brilliant group right from the start, and was contributing to the group. And then of course lockdown happened, and I work, I have my own coaching and training business, and all my work evaporated during the first lockdown because, you know, that was the nature of the work, the situation. And I was really the connection with How to Be Brilliant and then Team 17 and write that book was one of the things that kept me going during lockdown.
MichaelHeppel.com is where folk can find out more. There's the homepage of the website, The Cure to an Average Life. I like that. We're thinking about joy this week. On Sunday there, we lit the third of the Advent candles, a candle for joy. Do you think joy is important in life, Fee?
I certainly do. You could say it could be my middle name if it wasn't enthusiastic. and I would say that I sprinkle joy into life. And I do this through my coaching. I had a first career as a nurse, and my work changed when I became a palliative care nurse, and I was working at an AIDS hospice in London called London Lighthouse. And it was at the time when people were diagnosed and dying quite quickly. And it was very challenging working there and very enjoyable. And it made me realise that life is very short and we need to enjoy what we're doing. So I retrained in teaching adults and coaching and supervision, and moved back to the Northeast because I've been living in London for 8 years with my husband, and started working at Marie Curie Cancer Care at one of their hospices. They have about 12 hospices throughout the UK. And I was working there doing staff development with the porters, the cleaners, the doctors, the nurses, the fundraisers. Loving what I was doing, and they had an organizational restructure and they made my role redundant. And at the same time as this was happening, I got headhunted by some people, several companies, and what was the Deanery of Medicine, to do some work with them. I'd never planned to work to run my own business, but here I am. I've been doing it for 20 years now, and I'm passionate about helping people enjoy what they do. I love what I do. I work in a hospice one day a week doing development with their staff, the clinical staff, and then I work with people helping them think about their careers as they grow older, thinking about retirement, what can they do to enjoy that transition, and people leaving university and making sure that they're starting out in the sort of roles that they might like to do, or if they've started something and they're not very happy in what they're doing, then I'll help them do some career development and find something that they would like to do. Help people with their confidence. And that's joyous. It's joyous when somebody's not in a good place in their life, and through coaching, you can help them to be more confident. And you literally watch people transform. So I have here a peony rose, and I use it as a metaphor. So when a peony rose is in its bud shape, you never know quite how it's going to unfurl. And that's a bit like coaching. You never know. So somebody might want to work on this bit, which means this bit will open up. And it's just wonderful to be able to help people do that.
What might be some quick tips to share with folk who are maybe not feeling joyful? And goodness, with all that's going on just now around fuel poverty, cost of living crisis, thinking of the bigger picture around the world, Ukraine and elsewhere, where there's war, hatred, misunderstanding, how can we turn that around and know some joy deep within? Any hints and tips for those who are watching and listening?
So the first thing would be to think about, what am I able to do something about? What's in my circle of concern and influence? So, for example, for me, what I don't do a lot of is I don't watch the news late at night, because I know that I'll worry and perhaps not sleep as well. So I will restrict the times when I listen to or watch the news. And if I'm really worried about something, I'll think, what can I do something about? What can I help with, or what can I do something? And I'll try and do that, and I'll try and let go of or talk to somebody about it, rather than just hanging on to it or watching news. Something called doom scrolling that people do on social media. If they put something in about something they're worried about, then they will get sent more and more information on it, which they don't want to see, but that's the way these algorithms work. So switch off your social media. Make sure that you have time where you're not being bombarded with information. Same with TV. We can stream television and news, you know, 24 hours a day now, and it just does heighten anxiety, and it can suck the joy out of you. So that would be one of my tips.
Thank you for that, Fi. Obviously, in your work, when you are engaging with other people and giving so much of yourself, it's important that you are taking the time. So what sort of things would you do to keep that joy topped up in your own life?
Well, connection with people is really important. With my family, my husband, my son, and friends and family. And also I have we have three cats. This is a brooch, the wrong side. This is a brooch of two of the cats. I saw this brooch and it reminded me of them. I was just watching them outside earlier. I was outside putting salt down on the drive because it snowed here and it's very chilly. And I looked in the window and all three cats were watching me, and the window was open, but they were going, "Do you really think we're going out there?" And then Millie, my three-legged border terrier, running around going, "You know, can I play? Can I play?" So animals, I love my animals. And I take my dog Millie out and she just runs after a ball and barks like this. You've heard her, Donald. It's like a cross between a seal and a seagull, and I just love that. But, you know, I got into the habit of trying to do two things at once. So I was trying to talk to people or trying to listen to a podcast while I was doing that, and she wasn't enjoying it and I wasn't enjoying it, and I thought, stop, just be with Millie on the field, throwing the ball, so be more mindful. It's really easy to try and multitask, and, you know, I fall in the trap of that as well. I also have a coach. I pay for my own coaching each month, and that's really important. It motivates me. It helps me recognise what I'm doing really well and some areas I could improve on. And I'm part of Team 17, which is just this brilliant group that we met through that, didn't we, Donald? I'm quite active in that group. We meet online, and we're starting to meet. It's been going for 2 years now, and we've recently started meeting in person. You were at the Edinburgh event, I was at the one down south. So connecting with people, and also I swim. I think I was a mermaid in a former life. I just love to swim, and also I love to sing. I'm going to explore in the new year joining a choir, but I'm quite well known for just bursting into song, and that brings me joy.
Well, that a nice wee introduction into my next thought. Christmas time. What are you enjoying? What are you looking forward to about Christmas time and Christmas songs, Christmas carols? Is there a favourite?
Yes, the Christmas carol that I, well, it's not really a carol, it's more of a folky song. So it would be all around my hat, I will wear the green willow, and all around my hat. I love that one. And Christmas, well, what I'm really looking forward to is just having some downtime, spending some time with my husband and my son. Although he's 18, I probably won't see that much of him. I'll enjoy cooking. I'll enjoy creating some new soups in my soup gadget. And I'm going to really enjoy sitting down and writing Christmas cards. And if I've got time, writing some letters in those, because I really love to connect with people. And spending time with people. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to, spending time with people and connecting with people.
Fantastic, yeah. And in fact, today, Monday the 12th of December, I think I heard was the last date for second class post stamps. I hope all the Christmas cards are out in good time. Fee, it's been lovely to have this conversation with you. I hope that Christmas time, when it comes, is filled with joy and peace and love and hope and all God's good gifts. Thank you for your time and being part of the Adventure 2022.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fee. Great to connect with you there. So that's about it for today, the 12th of December. And you can find out some more about Fiona and her work at fionasetch.co.uk. And you see that on screen there just now. And there'll be a link in, where is it? That way. Is it? Yes, that way. The description, wherever you're seeing the YouTube description, to the side, maybe down below, you'll see a link to someone else singing that folky song that Fee was mentioning. Until tomorrow, Tuesday the 13th of December. Take care. God bless you all. Thank you for watching on YouTube, Facebook or LinkedIn, or listening to the audio-only podcast version. Full details at www.aksm.org.uk/adventure. Every day until Christmas Eve, 4 o'clock, and available thereafter. May hope and peace, joy, love and all God's good gifts be yours this Advent season. And always.